Well, I think we should do a poll for fast writing. How about that?
Yes, thank you. All
Right, close your eyes. Drop your barriers, expand out.
right.
A million miles in all directions. 100 million miles. 100 million miles in all directions. Just clear away, just let go, dissipate and release, clear away any of those clouds that say, I don't know what's next. I don't know, where you're like not sure about your story. And any of those clouds of doubt about how many days it's going to take to write this story. Any pressure you've put on yourself that makes it harder to function. Ooh, that's a big one. Can we just lift that pressure off? Let's just lift it away. Back it up, back it up, back it up. Because you don't need to self-monitor like that. You don't need to ride yourself hard to get this done. You're gonna get it done and it's gonna be perfect. So just back up. Listen, fucker, back that pressure up. And give yourself some space because just like your books, you need space. You need space to write. And it's hard to create when you have that pressure crowding you. Yeah, and just be in this space now, this space of wonderful creativity. And remember the pleasure of writing. Our books, they don't talk back. Our characters talk back, but our books, they love to commune with us. They are as pleasured by us as we are by them. They love being in the process with us. They love seeing what we create, how we develop our story, how we listen to our characters, how we put them down on the page, and even how we edit and organize and plot and discern what's important and what's not, what belongs and what doesn't. And just open up and ask, is there any information that hasn't come to you yet about this book, about this story that could be useful? So just ask for that to come to you now. And if you didn't get a clear answer in this moment, ask that it come to you over the next few days, that you remain open to receiving this information, this download of genius, creative spark for your story. And then I feel like there's something like literally, like not literally, but it feels like so. Like I'm okay, something underfoot. So let's just imagine you're sitting in your writing chair, or maybe you stand at a writing desk. But just imagine like connecting, like send spires of energy from the soles of your feet down into the core of the earth. And just receiving now, let the energy come back from the earth up to the soles of your feet, up your legs, filling your pelvis, traveling up your spine, down your arms, out your crown. Just being grounded in this writing space at your writing desk or your standing desk or wherever. Your writing car, if that's where you're writing. No shame in that. So that you've created this writing bubble where you have space. There's no pressure in here, only the joy of creation. And you're grounded to the earth. And you're open to receiving the sparks of creativity, the flames of passion for your story. And now just turn it up, just turn up that energy. Let it get brighter. any blocks you may have to expressing the story that's within you. Truth, what are they? Okay, so connecting heart and throat chakra. So it's like the heart is the, you know, generator of the story, and then the throat is where we're expressing it. So just a line of light from your heart chakra to your throat chakra. So like behind the breastbone, the ball of light that's behind the breastbone, a spire of light that connects it to the ball of light that's in the throat. That's it. That's it. And what other blocks to writing? Any judgment you have about the way this has gone in the past, about you not writing as fast as you wish, about you waiting too long to start, whatever the judgment is about feeling frantic, just let that all go. That doesn't serve you. And relax into it, because in this space, you can do anything. You are magic. And anything that doesn't allow you to see and know the magic that you are, you just throw that off right now, let it go. And choose to be your biggest magical self. And anywhere you're making yourself small so that the people around you will feel more comfortable, you let that go, just be your biggest, brightest self. And own it, like you are already a master. And you're only going to get better and better the more you write. Just feel that energy grounding down through the spine and out through the root chakra into the earth. And then ask your book, your work in progress, what it requires from you right now. And would you be willing to give it exactly what it needs? And just dropping your barriers more, expanding out even more, bringing this energy of the story and you and your heart and your expression. Let it get bigger and bigger and bigger until it expands out to the farthest reaches of the universe. Your gift to the world, reaching as many readers as it can possibly reach. And owning that you are a badass. You're a badass at writing. You're a badass at creation. You're badass at receiving money, making money.